Cheers.
Wines of all. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings. You've got your copper mug out, which generally means something to do with a Moscow mule.
Right, which uses vodka, which, as you and I talked about last time, isn't my favorite spirit. But this time we're going to use another spirit that's in a category that I don't normally drink very much from either.
All right, I can't imagine what other spirit you're avoiding.
Well, so generally I'm not very interested in flavored spirits.
Oh, yeah. I see them on the shelf at my grocery store, and I think, who's buying this?
Right. But Rustic Crow Distillery from Dearborn has one that I really, really like. It's called Ginger Devil, and it's a cinnamon whiskey. And that, you know, brings to mind visions of Fireball and, you know, makes me a little scared. But when I took my first sip, I was like, oh, no, they're doing something really refined here. It's not over the top. It's not in your face. It's just really good.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it until I get a sip of your cocktail here. But I've always wondered, do they age these things in the barrel and then mix in some, like, cinnamon syrup, or do they put everything in the barrel and let it age together?
So I asked Andrew Starnes, who's the distiller at Rusted Crow, and he said that this includes three different types of cinnamon, ginger root, graham crackers, lemon peel, orange peel, and clove, and that they put all those botanicals in before they age it. So that goes in into the whiskey, and then I assume all gets strained out, and then that spice product goes into barrels for about 4 months. And then this is slightly sweetened, so it has some cinnamon syrup added after it comes out of the barrel.
I was afraid it was all coming out of one big like wine box thing and flavoring it. But it's good to know that at least there's some thought put into it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, what is the drink in which we're using Ginger Devil?
I just wanted to go simple with this. I talked to Andrew about it, and he said that he thought it paired really well with apple cider, and it paired really well with ginger beer, and I thought, oh, I know how to put those things together. So I've created just a simple apple cinnamon mule. So I started with 2 ounces of the Rusted Crow Ginger Devil spiced whiskey, and then I added to that 1 ounce of apple cider, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 8 drops or so of the smoked apple chicory bitters from Black Ink Bitters, and then topped it all off with 3 ounces of ginger beer in a Moscow Mule mug over ice.
Okay, let's back up a little bit. Black Ink Bitters, last time we talked about them, they were just getting started, right?
Right. They started off as a Kickstarter, and the Kickstarter didn't even fund, but the company did go on to go into production, and they've come up with a great line of bitters. My favorite are these smoked apple chicory ones.
Well, I love to taste bitters, but of course, you know, I want to take a drink of your cocktail, but I'm a little enthused about these, so I'm going to take a drop of this and put it on the back of my hand and just take a taste of it. You hold my microphone.
That is the best way to taste bitters.
Wow.
Aren't those delicious?
They really are. I'm surprised, because bitters usually are bracing and really hard. Even a drop of them on your tongue is a lot. It's overwhelming. But that was actually a really pleasant experience.
So that's a little bit of a blessing and a curse, because those bitters that taste so overpowering when you taste them on their own, when you put them into a cocktail, just a small amount can really come through. With these, because they are a little bit gentler, you need to use more of them in the drink to really taste the bitters in the finished drink.
All right, let me take a taste of this. Copper mugs get so icy cold. You can definitely taste the cinnamon from both the bitters and the whiskey, but I was kind of expecting that kind of cloying sort of cinnamon taste out of the whiskey, but that's not what's happening here at all.
Right. It's not red-hot cinnamon like we think of with Fireball. It's actual cinnamon, and it tastes like actual cinnamon, plus the ginger and the other ingredients. That's why I say it's really nuanced for a spiced whiskey.
I'll have to take a taste of that on its own sometime. Thanks very much for the drink.
Cheers.